Matif, seven and a half years ago, we started learning Sanhedrin, Aleph Parshas Truma, Aleph Adar.
What year?
Of Shunai.
Wow. Okay, it's less than 7.5 years then. So 7 1/3 years. Okay, Kumla Blackamoto was talking to Masechta Sanhedrin. The word Sanhedrin itself is a Greek word. It means a big gathering, and the Father Batanuda says, I forgot about what he said already, but he says Sanhedrin and Saiti, he says, is made up of four words. Something about Hadras, I'll have to look into it. Says the Mishnah. There are all kinds of Sanhedrin. There's a Sanhedrin of 3, a Sanhedrin of 23, and a Sanhedrin of 71. So this is how it works. Dini mamas, when it comes to matters of money, we won't have time to learn all the Rashis, so we'll just learn the Rashis, which are a little bit interesting. Dini mamas, Bishlesha, the laws of mamas are... The laws of mamas, Sanhedrin, are 3 people. You need 3 dayanim. Gzeilis, v'chabolas, Bishlesha. And then separately it says that if you stole somebody or you hurt somebody, when you pay 5 different forms of payment, you also have 3 people. Which L'chei Yimor will ask, is not including Dini Mamanis. Let's just do the top Rashi, Gzeilis. What's the definition of a Gzeilis? So Rashi is a very important thing here. Gzeilis, an example, is Koifet B'Pekodin. If you have a Pekodin, then you deny that you ever, anyone ever gave it to you for security. The Mishasholach B'Yad have a Gazan. As soon as you use it for some purpose, it's a Gazan. K'na Choytif M'Yad Chaveda, if you steal from the hand of your friend, is a Gazlan. That's the pasuk. You stole the spear from the hand of the mitzvah. If you borrow money and you don't pay, Rashi holds you're not a gazan. The money came to your hand legally. You're not a gazan if you don't pay back your loans. Mashenke and others hold. Sorry? Nothing.
You're a Russian.
You're a Russian. But you're not a ganef. You can't get it wrong, but. You're nothing. You're not a gazan or a ganef. You're nothing, because you had illegal. The Rambam others argue. Big machlekes say. Okay, back to the Mishnah. What about nezek and chatzin nezek? If you cause a damage to the animal for the fourth time or the first time, tashlum mikavish and abba chamisha. The payments require double. If you are a ganef or you pay 4 or 5 times of an animal, a sheep or a cow, and you shecht it, or you sell it, is also bishloisha. All these cases, I need 3 judges. Ha'oides, if somebody raped a girl, fata seduced her, v'hamoitzi shemra, or he marries a girl and he says, lematzasi l'bit chapsulim, I didn't find by her.
Chapsulim, forcefully,
and fata is seducing. All these cases, bishloisha, those payments are 3 people that may acham and say, not when it comes to shemra. Because if it turns out to be that it's true that she was mazane while they were engaged, she's actually chay misa, is be'esim bishloisha, you need 23 nation, yes, by din in the fascist. There's also an angle of dinner fashas. Makas bishloisha, malkas, you have 3 people because it's a normal bezin. Rabbi Shmuel says you need 23 because he holds that makas is like misa, maka misa, medis. We'll see later more. Ibra chaydish. When it comes to decide whether it should be a full month or a shorter month, Bishloisha, 3 people. Ibur Hashanah, to decide whether you make it Ibur or not, which we'll see later in this Pedic, what are the different signs were, to determine, you know, Achutz Pesach being in the springtime. So many other signs, some signs is just 1 sign, some of them you need 2 signs. Is Bishloisha, 3 people, Ibur HaMeir. Hashem Gulam says, Bishloisha Maschil.
That's the whole thing, Kaddish the Chodesh, even if you ate him come on the day, you're not now.
Yep. If the Edom do not come, then it's automatic for the next day.
Correct.
So
it's actually,
so
when the
Edom
don't come,
there's no
best
to do. That's right.
So that's really,
we'll have a machlekes later on when you have to say Kish Chodesh. Dafka, when it's an incomplete month, or Dafka, when it is a complete month. B'shloisha, 3 people, Maschil, we begin. B'chamisha, it's something that we have to look into. B'chamisha, once they decide yes, then we have to look at 5 people to debate it. B'chamisha, when you finish with 7. If Gomru Begimu, we're better. So if you finish with 3, also, it's good enough. Smicha zekenim, that when the zekenim, if they did a part, hell of dovish otzibur, you have to always put your hands, place your hands on the animal with pressure. If it's a part, hell of dovish otzibur, where most of the people didn't obey it based on the Sanhedrin, so that's smicha zekenim. But if it's egla, and also when it comes to the case of measuring, he found a corpse, and the question is which city committed that crime. So they have to measure how many people need there. Bishloisha, again, you need 3 people. Leave it up, Shimon. Behuda says, Bechamisha, 5. We'll see later. We'll learn a little bit of the passage. It's 5. Ha-chalitza. When it comes to a chalitza, Or when it comes to miunin, a miunin is a girl who was married by her father, or she, no matter how old she is, she's married by a taita. If she's married by her brother, by her sister, because she was an orphan, it's only the rabban, bishleisha. Now here's an important ashi based on what we learned just 2 days ago. If you remember, we had a machlekes, a bein gershim, and Rosh Bam. If a get has to be done in a court, a bezin, or could be done by two witnesses. Because it says they auto called the begarish, beidinim begarish. Everyone who goes, yes, we had a machlekes. So Rashi says here something which caused this is the whole controversy of Yehuda and others. So Rashi says here, miyunin, this is who's the Rashi here, miyunin, about three lines above the one line. Miyunin, yesai maktana, young orphan, she siwa ima v'acher ledaita, that her mother or her brother married off ledaita. Interesting, Rashi also holds that they have chance to agree. First, she has to agree. Yaitse b'le get, she leaves without a get, b'miyun, when she's been mine, Kozman shall God the tachta. Kozman she's not. They didn't reach Eisa Bas Mitzvah. Uve shleisha beinu. You need three now. Why need three? Rashi says the chol the tikkun abundant came to Eisa tikkun. What does that line mean? Miun is like a get. And Rashi says, why do we insist to have three people by a miun? Because chol the tikkun abundant, which means Rashi clearly holds matoida by a get. What do you need? A bezin of three. Mean that abundant that I said for mean but you don't need the English kind of clue. Only can kill the trivia. So Rashi clearly says here that by getting you need a bezin of three, and means the same thing. Of course, a big conflict. Do you talk need to get a three or not? The others, the Madame Shif wants to learn. And what it says over here that hold it here, bringing the ice and that mean is similar to chalitza. Chalitza, you're walking away from your brother-in-law. Mean you're walking away from a husband, which is not really a husband because you're under the bas mitzvah. So that's what Ashi means, nothing to do with get. But everyone else in the Pashup Shad and Ashi, they're saying, mean is like a get, and the get you need a bezin. Back to Al Gemara, the fourth year plant that you want to bring with you to the shrine of produce, and it's too hard, so you want to redeem it with Maisa Sheni, or Maisa Sheni, she ain't dumb of you doing Bishleisha. Now, normally you don't need three people to assess the value, but if, let's say by Maisa Sheni, that's some rotten apples, so you need an expert, you need three people. Net Ravai is different and unique because that's the only thing you bring to your shrine, you can actually deduct the expenses of going to your shrine. So, therefore, you have to have a bezin to work out, to get an accountant to work out exactly what you have to pay. I hegdeisha is bishleisha. Hegdeisha, when you're redeemed from hegdeisha, you need three. Her erchi, when you want to assess the value, her erchi and a metalkin, singing more later, that is bishleisha, three people as well. Rabbi Yudai Mbuda says, echel mehen koin, one of them have to be a koin, because the pasuk mentions over there, koin and pasha erchi. Vahaka koin, if you don't need any property, tisha of a koin has to be 10 people, 9 in a koin. But Adam, ki yaitzi behen, so if a person says, my value, I'm donating based on hegdeisha, you need to have 10 people, including a koin. Din in the fosh is better shloish. When it comes to matters of life and death, it's 23 people, as we'll see in the Mishnah. How do you know? A man who has relations with an animal, they call relations, and or a woman is esav shloisha. They both get killed. So it's 23 people. Shneimer says, but rak to the isha v'sabehemi killed the woman and the animal. So whatever din is by the woman is by the animal. V'oymet says v'sabehemi to haroigu, and the behemi to kill either the behemi is on receiving end or on the active end. Shayan Yiskol, an animal that killed the person and the animal gets killed. Bezin Shloisha, again, how do we know that? She never says, I'll show you, so I call the Gambal of Yumas, even though we don't kill the owner, but we learn from there that whatever should happen to an owner happens to the animal. Kimisa Balakak Misa Shay. Hazave the wolf, Ari, the lion, a David Bear, Nemra, a leopard, a bardless, and some kind of a wild cat. Is a Vahanochish and a snake, Misasa, Bezin Shloisha, you need a Bezin of 23 as well. We'll see later how we know that. These are dangerous. Don't wait till you go to Bezin. Kill them on the spot. The difference is when it comes to a snake. If a keeper holds a snake, I'm mighty kill straight away because they're dangerous. Ain't donin, lo yes a shavit. If the majority of the shavit were aved avoid the zoda, if you want to judge them, you don't judge them only with the Bezin of 71. Because the two chashim, this is called David HaGadol. V'lo is Navi, a sheker, a false Navi, who says thing. Maybe it's not false, but he's saying things over in the name of the Eibishter that he wasn't informed. He wasn't told by the Eibishter. V'lo is Kohen Gadol, or a matter of a Kohen Gadol to do with his Chayiv Misa. Not his money matters. But see, only in a lofty, in a difficult situation like something Chayiv Misa, LP Bezin, Shal Shirecha 71. The Eimot Tzim L'mechemes Rishus. We don't go to an optional war, LP Bezin, Shal Shirecha, only in a Bezin of 71. The big machleik is whether you have to get permission from the Bezin, you have to get advice from the Bezin. Now, this is a famous Rashi here, and Rashi says here, the Mechemes Rashus, four lines and the wide lines. What's the definition of a Mechemes Mitzvah, and what's the definition of Mechemes Rashus? That's Rashi. Kol Milchom Mekari Rashus. any war that in Israel is considered a mechemes hashus, levad me mechemes Yehoshua, shehoyse lichvei shezayt Yisrael. I mean, according to Rashi, if they were attacked, it's a mechemes hashus. The Rambam says clearly that they were attacked in mechemes mitzvah. Rashi seems to say, kol mechemes hashus. Everyone asks Rashi, what mechemes Amalek? Isn't that a mechemes mitzvah? So some, one of the answers given on Shittas Rashi is that Mechemes HaMoluk, you didn't have to ask Bezim because the Abishah clearly told him to do it. So maybe Mechemes, if you're attacked, falls under that category, that here you have whatever you're talking about. So you don't have to ask Bezim, just go. That was expanding. That's everyone is moider. No, that's irrelevant. The fact any king that does things to aggrandize himself or Eretz Yisrael is definitely a mechamed shos. Still a mechamed shos. Back to the Mishnah. If you want to add to Yerushalayim, which is their holy, then the rest of Eretz Yisrael, you can't just add to the city. Allah Zodis or when Allah Zodis want to add to the Beis Hamikdash, Ella be bezin shemechad. You need 71, as we'll see later. Ain't no isa sanhedrin of Shvatim. Be bezin shemechad. You cannot make a sanhedrin for Shvatim the bezin of 23. Who can appoint the bezin of 23? Only the bezin of 71. Machleik is who appoints a bezin of 3. Is that also the sanhedrin gedolah, or that could be ready the lower courts? If you're going to determine a city in a dachas, I'll be bezin shemechad only a city, a bezin of 71. Ain't no isin yedachas b'sfar. If I board a city, you're making a dachas, you just kill the people, but you don't destroy the, you don't raise the town to the ground. V'loi shalosh, not three cities next to each other, aval oisin achad, the shnanker, then it's a big hole. One or two, yes. Sanhedrin gedoyl hoishish mechad. The large sanhedrin was made up of 71 people, look town, shalosh 23. Imen nain l'gdoyish mechad, haino, the large one was 71. Shalem, it says, as Moshe Rabbeinu talk, esvali shivim ishtik soil, I want you to gather for me 70 people amongst the Eden, Moshe al gabein, and you know Moshe is above them, so that's 71. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, shivim only 70. And he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, give me 70 people that are just as great, the total of 70 is equal to you. But Moshe was not part of them. Umenayin, like Tanisha, I know that a small bezin, Sanhedrin is called 23. Shalem, it says, shof to her Eda, they should judge him, Eda is 10 people, that's 10. Vihitzilu her Eda, and they should try to rescue him, that's another 10. So 10 of them are judging him, 10 of them are trying to save him, that's 20. Eda, Shefetes, the Eda, Matelis, Hare, Kan, Essin, a total of 20. Menayin, the Eda, She, Asar, Hano, Eda is 10. Shalem, it says, Admosai, the Eda, Haro, Azoy, by the Meraglim, he says, how much longer is this Eda, Haro, Azoy? Yotzu Yehoshua v'kolov, you take out Yehoshua v'kolov, you get 10. U'menayin lohovi oid shloishas, how you get 23? Mashma, it says in one pasuk, le'si'ai charam l'roi, take the pasuk literally, you never follow the majority when you want to hurt somebody. Even if you have a majority, you're not going to hurt them. That means, we'll always follow the minority, we'll always follow the good people, even if they're the minority. If four people say good and 20 people say no good, we'll follow the four. Shemei ani she'ei ma'am ha'tayva. You'll only follow the good. Im kein lomba ne'machar ma'hata, so what do you tell me then again, I should follow the majority? So obviously, even for bad, also you follow the majority, but there are two kinds of majorities. You can't compare the two. If one, a majority of one is sufficient. That's 22. Ain't bez and shakal, 22 means 11, 11, you need an odd number. You have one more. In a way, it's 13, 12. You'll never have a majority of two, it's only a majority of three. That's not, there's no machlay, because they're just assessing a value, it's different. Now, what's the smaller size of a Jewish community that we say you're entitled to have a Sanhedrin of 23 people? May the Esim 120. When you see the end of the period, how we calculate 120, basically every single person in that city is part of the Bezin. The only two people left in the city are going to actually have a fight. And they're fighting. Because everybody else is part of the Bezin. Because you have 23 people in the Bezin, then you have three groups of 23 who are learning.
It's fighting more than doing the Mormon and stuff. Because doing the Mormon should be doing with three.
Yeah, sure. Okay, seriously. Yeah, so you have 3 times 23, and then you have the Sefer, the Bezin, and the Shamish, the executioner, and don't ask, and everybody else. Then all you need is a doctor, and you need a teacher, you need a Sefer, and you need somebody to live in the town. That's 120. And the Chemion and Messiah Shalosh in 230 can neged Sare Asare, because every one of the 23 judges should be a Sare of Asare, like we had in all the different levels of Sanhedrin. It's a long Mishnah, yeah. The Mishnah is broken up into many Mishnahs.
Yeah, I understand, but even then, just the
start
of the fact that you
learn you say really. Yeah. Says the Gemara starts in Mishnah, Otu Gzeilas v'chavolas lav dini mamas ninu. The Mishnah starts of dini mamas shleisha, chavolas lav dini mamas isn't Gzeilas dini mamas, why is it counted separately? Omer Rabba, Vuhu said, you're right, it's not separate. Mahein, Tony. This is how you're supposed to read the Mishnah. Dini Mamnus Shalosha. What exactly is Dini Mamnus? For example, Gzeilas v'chavolas. And not what? And not Hoidos v'Havois. Now, why aren't Hoidos v'Havois counted in the Mishnah as well? There's a dispute whether I owe you money or not. Ma'hein dini mamnes, what's considered dini mamnes? Because they're the chavolas. Isn't confetti mode. Avo chadavos loy. But not Hoidos v'Havois. Why not? What's the chilk Hoidos v'Havois? Hoidos is have Eide Hoidos, which means two Aiden said he was made to us, he owes the guy $100. And Havois means Aiden that actually saw the transaction. So why don't we. So why do we need all of them? And we need them. The Buddha said, why do you need both dinim? Just take the chavalos and leave out the dozer voice. No, we need it. The itala dinim mamas, but say the Mishnah dinim mamas, I mean, I would have thought a few of us would include as well. We'll soon see how are they excluded, the chavalos. They also have a bezin of three. What do you mean they're not included? We'll see in a minute. Tana de vogzeh the chavalos. The itala gzeh the chavalos, for it says the chavalos, tana dinim mamas, just like the chavalos, not dinim mamas, I mean, I would have thought, who hadin, everything's included, a few of those of our voice. I, why, the hide the tana gzeh the chavalos. So why is it mentioned only gzeh the chavalos? Because where do you learn how the concept of bezin is three? We learn that out from gzeh the chavalos. And he stole. It says three times Alakim by a shaymer. That's how we know you need a bezna free. And Alakim is also mumchi. You need three mumchim. Chabolas. How do you know chabolas? If you hurt somebody, mali chabol gufa chabol money. If I hurt your money or I hurt yourself. So therefore, since I would have thought that gzeh chabolas is only like the example. Well, that's the mucker for the concept of bezin three. But every kind of mamadus you need three. Freddy Gemara, so how exactly is her daughter was different than Chavolos? But I mean, the mamadus is Chavolos, I was also going loy. What do you mean loy? In what way isn't it? Elaim of the loy being a shleisha, you don't need three judges when it comes to a dispute about a loan. Rabbi Vu himself said, Shnayim Shadonu, Dine Mamadu, Hakal Dine Mdi. When two people will judge, Dine Mamadu is according to everybody, even though Shmuel will soon say argue, but Rabbi Vu is according to everybody, Ain Dine Mdin. There's no Din. Ella delay be in the mumchin. You know what means that what? That you know what? Hadoz v'havos, you don't need three mumchin. By gzeil chabal, you need three mumchin. Hadoz v'havos, you don't need three mumchin. Freddy Gemara, Mike is suffer. What do you hold? Now we had in the Baruch Kama, we had over there that it says ki huzeh by shaliach by Mishnah Shaliach. It says ki huzeh and ki huzeh. We learned that the whole concept of moed mixas. We had machlekes Rambam b'chama. Whether it's referring dafka to shayma, the shayma needs a din of moed mixas. The only time a shayma swears is if he says, yes, you gave me three barrels, one barrel you gave me, one barrel you didn't give me, one barrel I use, whatever it is, moed mixas. And or we say eight of Pashas Kosakan, that even though ki huzeh is written by shayma, it's referring to kolot kula. The nafkamin is, can you learn out a bezin of three from shayma? If shayma is only written regarding shayma, how do you equate anything else to it? But if it's eight of Pashas Kosakan, then kolot kula, we know we need three bezin. Pretty much a manushah. And you tell me by dozen of us, you don't need mumchin. So I don't have manushah. Ikas of holds eight of Pashas Kosakan, leboy nam a mumchin. Then just like you know, you learn three judges from shayma, learn also you need mumchin from shayma, lakim. The covered ain't aid of Pashas Kosakan that we cannot learn anything from Shemir. Then Shloisha Lomeli, why you bechalani three people by Halvos as well? Where do you know that from? The Digimara Loilam Kosovar aid of Pashas Kosakan. Yes, aid of Pashas Kosakan. We all mixed up. So therefore, you need three judges by Halvos. So how come you don't need Mumchin? It's a special takana. You don't need Mumchin. Umedinu the Leboy Nami Mumchin. You taki should need Mumchin by Halvos. If a Heidle by Mumchin, you know why there's no Mumchin? Because Rabbi Chanina's vort. What was Rabbi Chanina's vort? He talked about another matter about Drisha v'Chakida. We know when it comes to life and death, we investigate, we interrogate the soldiers, we ask them the seven questions about the time, the place, and then we ask a whole bunch of other questions to see whether we can get them to contradict each other. And we don't do that by Dini Mamadis. Why not? Because by Dini Mamadis, we make it too difficult, the lenders won't lend money, because if every time I have to lend money, the guy will deny it. It's such a hassle to find two Aidim who don't contradict themselves, because even people who are honest sometimes can make mistakes. What do I need this whole headache for? So to make it easier, Nilo Delos, we took away Jirakira. For the same reason, we'll use up Chanina's reason, Nilo Delos, to take away the obligation of having Mumchim. So the Gemara, Lam Bechini, Advar, Tereminh, HaTeide, Echad Dini Mamadis, Echad Dini Fasha, Bechini, Jirakira. And it says mishpat echi yilchem. Uma tam amru. Why do they say dini mamonos loybi in this rakida? Kadesh latil delav neilavim.
So in Emerson, you really should be.
Matayi you do it. Yes. Matayi you need three and mumchin. The rabbanon made it easier. So Teish already says by gzeilu chabalos as well. You don't need drisha v'chakira because we want to make it easier to catch a trap. The ganavim. If you make it too difficult, then people will become rife. I say, how come we need mumchin by ganav? Because the victim will go out of his way to go search for mumchin because he wants his goods back. And that's not a problem. Ella miatze, since you're telling me that three ordinary people now have full license to paskim when it comes to dini havas, tola yishalmu. Learning the on that if you're sanctioned by the higher courts and you make a psak din, which is a mistake, you don't have to reimburse anybody. But if you're hedyatis, you have to pay for your mistakes. So lechayda, now that you tell me that these hedyatis are sanctioned by the chachamim, why is koshke not to know the loving thing? But if they surely, if you're going to say that the dayanim had yaitis are going to have to pay, nobody's going to want to be a dayan. Again, you're back to square one. The Bible says, well, what are you heading for? What am I going to find three dayanim? Who wants to get involved? And if they make a mistake, they're going to have to pay. Okay, so the Gemara, why our Mishnah, when it counts all the cases, doesn't mention get? So that's why they learn Pratanashi, that mean when he says Kain the Reis, mean is a form of get. But if you learn the Maram Shif, that Mion is not a form of a get, but Mion is a form of Chalitza, why is the Mishnah miss out that a get you need three people? Unless a get you don't need three people. That's the eye for those who say that a get doesn't need three. What's missing and caused a big controversy is Geiris. Why doesn't Mishnah say that Geiris needs three people? Big Machlek is a Shainim if Geiris today is Mahatredim and Rabban. As you know, the famous Gemara in Gittin, the Peches and the Beis with the Rashba, and one of the Shit that says the Geiris today is Mahatredim, even though we don't have Smuchin, it's Mahatredim because that's the Doire Seichem. But Teisa says it's anan shlichosayu avdinen, that Teisa is running the Rabbanon, that we are today shluchim from Amol, that we're Rabbanon. And even though the Gemara says Musul shkich, we don't go, Teisa says Geirus is very shkich. The Rashba says Geirus is very not shkich, and therefore he argues that Teisa, if Teisa is right, it's only with the Rabbanon, how can then a Geir get married to a Yiddish woman and all that? It's only Jewish in the Rabbanon, I'm telling that Jewish. How does that work? So he says that we made a special takana that they anan shlichosayu avdinen, not because of shkicha, but for other reasons. So you have two opinions, that says Matayda, and you have Teisa holding the Rabbon, which caused a big controversy in the Achreinim. The very first Teisa Chayish in the Mishpat in Chayish Mishpat Shonot talks about this. The Teisa Mishpat makes a big chiddush, and he says that what's pshat anan shlichosayu is the Rabbon, that the Teisa gave the Rabbon the koyach to decide which ones should be Mahatayda today. That's what it means. But it's Mahatayda, because he couldn't get his head around the fact to say that Gaitis today is only Rabban. But there are many who learn that Gaitis today, according to Tesis, is only Rabban. I'll continue. Obviously, the Rajbah's times it wasn't the Shkia, or where you live.
I can't understand it, but the Balei HaTosfos lived in medieval Europe.
I'm sure there are many Gaitim. why in Hawaii, from all places, you have my brother has Gaitim right, left, and center? From where? Why would they? They say, never see a frum yid anywhere. Why would they want to be proper? They live with Eden. They were impressed. They were inspired. Here, they don't live with Eden. Yeah, but why would you want to become a yid? You never saw yid in your life. Why would you do Torah mitzvahs?
You get impressed by a movie or something. Over there, you have much oppression. You know, the Jews were being killed right, left, and center.
Rashi Lashkich, yeah. He was in Spain. Facing the France. So I guess France may be a word. Let's go right there. If so, Tartik Tony. But the Mishnah says two. Dini Mamas Vashloisha and Gizel Chavol Vashloisha. Dini Mamas Vashloisha had yet. So it's two separate dinim. Dini Mamas, maybe Dini Mamas doesn't mean Mahe. Dini Mamas means Halvas, and that's three because three ordinary Dayanim. And Gizel Chavol Vashloisha Mumchin. That's three, but that's Mumchin. Very simple. And you have to learn this Ripshot. Because Shloisha Shloisha Lamali, if all the Mishnah Sachak was doing is explaining, defining what Mamas means, it should have said, Dinim Mamanis, the Gzeil of Chabal is Bishloisha. Why is it Shloisha Shloisha? Why? It sounds like two different Dinim. So one is Hadar Chavos, three ordinary people. One is the Mumchin. This is according to Rabbavu. Elam Rav says, Rav, you're right, Tartik, Tani, that's how we learn, Mishum, the Rav Chanina, and because of Chanina, really, I'm telling you, we need three Mumchin of cases, but because of Chanina, because, so Rav, Paskins, you need three Dayanim by Chavos, and it won't work less than three. But on the Chiddush, you don't need Mumchin. However, Rav Acha Brei, the Rav Yikomer, he argued, Bavu and Rav, he said, but the Raisa Chad Nami Kosher, he said, you're wrong. I hold Mahatayda, ain't eight of Pasha Kozakan, Mahatayda, you need only one. Shenemar, it says, Betzedek Tishpera Misecha, in single. Elu Mishum, you know why? The Rabbanan said you should have three Mishum, Yeshe Kronen, because the Lady Gayers, they're all going to become judges, and they have no clue what they're doing. If anyone knew what helps, you have three Lady Gayers, why is three Lady Gayers better than one Lady Gayers? Otu Betlosa Milohava Yeshe Kronen. So three is not Yeshe Kronen. We assume out of three, must be somebody who knows something. If so, you tell me again, we're sanctioned. Tola Yishalmu, why they shouldn't have to pay? I said, no, because Koshkin, the future Kronos, if you say you're not responsible for what you say, you'll have more Lady Gays getting involved. This way, if you say that you have to pay, so maybe they'll be a bit more cautious, a bit more careful. So he holds, you do have to
pay by halvos if you make a mistake. So my ikah ben rov l'rav achad the ravika. Both of them learn the same thing. You need three people. You don't need mumchin. So what's the chiluk? We say it's my toyer d'rabon. Ikah ben ayudam shmuz din. What shmuz din? He holds not like a babush. Naim shedonu the name. Then if two people make a judgment, it's a proper din. El shem b'di'evit and it's binding. El shem nikre bezin chotzav. They call the chuspedika bezin. L'rav less is the shmuz. Rav holds you need my toyer three, and l'rav achad. And only thing we eliminated was mumchin. And the Rav Acha ben Ravika is like Shmuel. He holds like Shmuel that the Matayda only is one. The Rabban is a three, but if you have it, if you did two, you're a bezin chutzah, but it lasts.
So it's even.